The U.S. Farm Bill expires at the end of the year. At that time, some programs will revert to previous funding levels and others will sunset. Some programs, like the Milk Income Loss Program, or MILK, a support program for dairy farmers, has already ended. The Senate has passed the bill, but House leadership has not brought it to a floor vote. New York Congressman Bill Owens believes in the face of fiscal cliff negotiations, action on the farm bill will occur only if it's part of a larger revenue package.
Clearly, that's what people are thinking about, and hopefully we'll be able to find a way to do that. It's fairly clear now that after Mr. Cantor made promises that the farm bill would be brought up as soon as we return to Washington after the elections, that now it's being held hostage to see how the negotiations go relative to the fiscal cliff.
I think there are a lot of factors that have become hurdles for the farm bill.
New York Farm Bureau Associate Director for National Affairs, Kelly Young.
The farm bill that both the Senate and the House Ag Committee crafted has savings, so whether those savings will play into the larger fiscal cliff debate is still being looked at. Because of the deep cuts that were made in the House version and slightly less deep in the Senate version, that also is controversial. So those combined with just Congress is trying to figure out what it's going to do at the end of this session, all those factors are playing together, so they just don't know how they're going to move forward with the farm bill yet.
Young says that has led to extreme concern and uncertainty in ag sectors.
It keeps our farmers from having any kind of certainty for their businesses, for their bankers, for their families. For our dairy farmers, the consequences are extremely severe. We started calling it the dairy cliff at the end of the year. Their safety net has already been removed. That happened at the end of September. But come January 1, if we don't have a new farm bill, we revert to permanent law, and the entire dairy pricing system could change. And that has impacts not just for our farmers, but also for the price of milk on grocery store shelves. So consumers could feel this impact as well.
Vermont Farm Bureau President Clark Hinsdale III says farmers are beyond frustrated and many feel they are caught in a vicious circle of political maneuvering.
Since the House Agriculture Committee passed a farm bill, Speaker John Boehner of Ohio, Speaker of the House, he could bring it to a vote any time he chose since the Speaker of the House controls the agenda. So it's clearly something that he's holding in abeyance to use as a bargaining chip in the overall deficit and fiscal cliff negotiations with the White House.
It's not just agricultural programs that are at risk if the farm bill does not pass. The legislation is also the major source of funding for the food stamp program, generally referred to as SNAP, and in Vermont, Three Squares Vermont. Hunger Free Vermont, Three Squares Vermont advocacy manager Angela Smith Jang says they are concerned about potential cuts.
The Senate version of the farm bill that passed the full Senate cuts SNAP by $4.5 billion, and the House version would cut SNAP by $16 billion. It would also take a lot of people who are currently getting benefits. It would make them ineligible for benefits. Right now, 1 in 6 Vermonters rely on this program. If they were to lose these benefits, we would certainly see hunger increase significantly.
The Farm Bureau anticipates that if the farm bill does not pass by the end of the year, consumer prices for milk could double. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.